Greetings from your host, Paige Estrotori, on this Thursday, the 8th of May, 2025. I'm bringing you the daily wrap-up of the financial services news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the significant updates shaping our industry. Today, we turn our attention to the ongoing discussions around financial advice reforms in Australia. The industry is urging swift finalization of reforms involving the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR, with rising levies and industry concerns at the forefront. The retirement of Stephen Jones and policy uncertainty from the Labor government have heightened the need for action. Principal stakeholders are pressing for better funding models to alleviate burdens on advisors, especially as complexities around advisor classifications still loom over the quality of advice review. This legislative progress seeking to make financial advice more affordable will influence consumers and sectors alike, particularly superannuation. Let's anticipate constructive collaboration with the Albanese government to bring this to fruition. Further in superannuation news, the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia reports a shocking 147% increase in the APRA levy on these funds in the last decade. This price surge has led to calls for regulators to provide more detailed insights into fund allocation, as the levy is significantly funded by member administration fees. The Productivity Commission cautions that excessive reliance on these levies could stifle market competition and potentially hinder the financial sector's efficiency. Keep in mind, the money coming out of your pocket contributes to these levies, with the MySuper member cost for 2025-26 expected to be around $6 per account. In the realm of investment, commercial real estate debt, or CRE debt, is creating a buzz as investors seek profitable models away from direct property ownership. By tapping into these funds, diversifying portfolios and aiming for annual returns exceeding 8% becomes plausible. According to EY, CRE lending constituted a substantial part of Australia's private debt market in 2023, facilitating varied activities such as acquisitions, development, and construction. Despite traditional lenders scaling back CRE funding, bright prospects await private debt managers looking to profit from strong transaction pipelines in major cities. Remember, due diligence and management experience is crucial to navigate such investments. Lastly, in a bid to enhance industry transparency, the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee stresses the importance of stricter timelines on insurance claims and renewals. Proposals include 20 business day updates on claims and a 30 business day heads up before policy renewal. These suggestions aim to protect small business clients and improve trust in the sector by minimizing coverage lapses. Ensuring thorough compliance oversight, a draft report is set to arrive in the coming month. And that wraps up our key financial narratives for today. Stay informed and remember, knowledge is the key to making smart financial decisions. Brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management advice. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to learn more. Till next time, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.